Our family.
Welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts about our patients and members of staff. Here is part two of Lisa's story.
How was the whole experience with the clinic?
Yes, I mean, I'd say most of the time it was positive. Obviously, being that type of clinic, it does get busy with appointments. So, it can, on occasion, you don't get slotted in your actual appointment time. But again, I understand the reasons for that because of, obviously, other people coming in. And there's there was more in urgent matters with a particular patient, then obviously it delays your appointment. So there's really good reason why that happens. It's not just because something's running late, it's because someone's tired. So I totally understand that. But yeah, in sort of out of our appointments, again, when I mentioned earlier why I went for this clinic, now when I look back, it was another, they did always offer evening appointments, which some of the clinics don't do. And being I work full time, it's not always easy to get an appointment in working hours. So the fact that I could get appointments up to about 8 o'clock at night was great. I'd just go straight from work and be able to go to an evening. So again, for me, that worked really well. But yeah, most of the time it was fine dealing with the nurses and obviously the consultants, very empathetic and understanding, how difficult it can be. And obviously counselling as well. The counsellors I spoke to was very positive. And nurses as well. And Rachel is a nurse that I still, I'm in contact with. I've been in contact with recently. She's lovely. I just found her I found Rachel very personable in that, I could talk to her about my life and say, oh, I've got two dogs. And, how spending time with my dogs. And she really... really listened to that. She really was interested to hear about my life and how things were going, and the same I felt, I could chat to her about her life. So it's very relaxed and easy to talk with her and feel like on a sort of more of a friend, sort of being a friendship on that level, which you need that sort of comfort, I feel, when you're going through treatment. So the fact that I've spoken to her recently and she's still at the clinic, it's lovely. So, oh, hi, Rachel, you're still there. And it was nice to hear her voice. You see, the thing I like, some clinics you can have a high turnover of nurses, like agency nurses. But if there's some nurses that stay there for a while, it's lovely to have, to be able to see that same nurse rather than different nurses all the time. So, yes, it's nice to know she's still there. And you do get to know them pretty well when you're having treatment. They're your they're sort of your person that you that comforts you and makes you feel secure. So yeah, it's very important the job they do. But yes, hopefully I'll get to meet Rachel again.
What about Dr. Venka?
Oh, Dr. Venka. Oh yes, she's lovely. I was very happy that I was seeing a senior consultant, and Dr. Venkat does look after the patients, the more mature patients. So it's nice that she takes that on. And I've had calls from her out of hours and on weekends regarding my treatment, which was lovely. It's like she's there wanting, to care even out of the normal hours of the clinic. And I know at one point I was ready for treatment of IVF, one of my cycles. I was going in to have the embryos put back to me, but she had a family emergency and she couldn't be there at the time. But she phoned me herself to say, look, explained why she couldn't be there, but she didn't want me to go ahead. She wanted me to wait till she got back to go through this because she wanted to be the one to do it, which that makes you feel really, really confident that, you have got a consultant that's looking after you and is not just handing over to somebody else because they're not there. It feels like they want to be the one to look after you through your journey, which is, yeah, that's lovely. And knowing it's a family business sits right with me. I like the fact that they're new. You know, I was very happy to have Dr. Venkat. In fact, I've got a call with her next week to discuss my options going forward. So yes, that's all positive.
Our family. Well, a message for other women.
If you don't want to settle down early, you know, you don't want to get married early, don't want a family early, then I would say, yep, definitely, definitely freeze your eggs. Because it's becoming more and more that women want a career and they want to do a lot more, you know, for themselves, be more stable, you know, get a home. And it's harder to get mortgages now. You know, people are becoming a lot older when they're able to get on the property ladder. I would say, yes, do that. And not, you haven't got that worry of thinking, oh my God, I've got to settle down quickly because I want a family. Yeah, so I'd really think about that a lot earlier on. Yeah.
Oh, your advice would be
to you're on your own, and yeah, I would freeze my eggs for that reassurance that if I don't meet someone early on, that yeah, I've got that as a plan B. I think you need these plans in place. You need to need to think about it, definitely. Yeah.
This is the end of today's podcast. We'd like to thank Lisa for sharing her wonderful story with us. A podcast by Delia Coron.
Our family.